This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam Insight, a very special series essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
Yes, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Brother, I'd like to know, what do angels do? And do they have free will?
Right. What do angels do? They do only that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands them to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created this huge creation of angels with different purpose. At the end, the bottom purpose is that they should be obedient and worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many angels who have got different duties, different work, different scope of work, different responsibility. For example, there are angels who are holding the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are holding the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are angels whose job is only to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their job is only to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their job is only to do the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are angels who are there to basically record our deeds. There are angels who are there designated to pray for us. The angels who pray for us in our absence are those kind of people who, like for example, visit the sick. When they visit the sick, angels, they pray for these kind of people. There are angels who are designated to curse somebody. For example, if the wife denies with no genuine reason to share the bed with her husband, the angels curse that woman, that wife. There are angels who has got different purpose and scope of work. Like for example, there is angel who comes to take our soul, the angel of death. His purpose is to take the soul from the body of the person, from the body of the humans. He is being doing this task since the day one. Since he was assigned this task, he is being designated for this particular responsibility. Angels who sends down the rain, angels who are responsible to, like for example, Israfil alayhi salam, subhanallah, his job, his duty is his eyes, his gaze, his look is at the throne, looking and waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the permission to blow the horn. To blow the horn for resurrection. He is the one who is designated for this purpose, that he will blow the horn. And once the horn is blown, the resurrection will begin. The whole creation will come to end. When he blows again, the whole creation will come and be resurrected. So the angel Israfil, he has this very purpose. Since he was created, his purpose is to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, waiting for him to command so that he should not delay a bit. He should not extend a bit. The moment Allah gives the command, and he is waiting for the command of Allah to blow the trumpet, to blow the horn, so that everything can come to an end. And then he blows again, so that everything can be resurrected. That is the job of Israfil alayhi salam. The angel Israfil. Similarly, the job of different angels have different scope of work. Different angels, they have been designated for different tasks by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do angels do? They do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to do. Now, this answers actually your second part of the question, do angels have free will? As we have mentioned, angels, they don't have free will. This is the creation who have been created purely and only for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we do not find good angels and bad angels. We do not find angels who are negative and positive. We don't find angels who obey and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have the purpose and their creation is that they should worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the key responsibilities of angel is to bring down the revelation. Angel Gabriel, he was assigned to this task of bringing the revelation to the prophets and the messengers. So every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including the creation of angels, have a purpose, have a task, have a meaning, have a sense for this. An angel is a creation who do not have free will. They don't have their choice. They have been created purely to worship and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Hope that answers your question.